three comic actors from New York performed on the Kenai Peninsula over the last few weeks. The improv group Sidecar spent time at area schools using humor to teach about the history of Alaska. KDLL's Ben Stanton has more.
Students filed into Mr. Harbison's history class and later were joined by another class for an unusual lesson. Sidecar members Justin Tyler and Matt Fisher start the performance seeming to struggle coming up with actual facts about Alaska.
Alaska, founded in...
Founded in olden times.
Yes.
That's until the third member and Alaska native, Alden Ford, shows up and sets them straight on a few things.
I mean, we all know that Superman lives in Antarctica.
I tried to anchor it on Superman and bring it back down to reality a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's what this show is about, to learn about Alaska.
For instance, did you know that the word Alaska comes from the native word Alaksksag, which literally means the object towards which the action of the sea is directed?
Oh,
that's a little bit.
Before the performance, the three actors took time to explain some of their background. Ford says he started working with Tyler about 3 years ago.
We were both students, or he was a performer, I was a student at the time at Upright Citizens Brigade in New York, which is an improv comedy theater. And we started talking improv, and he was looking to start a group, and I was looking to join one. And so we started working together a little bit, and a few months later, Matt moved to the city. And he moved there from Boston to continue his comedy career, and we started working together.
Now, in Alaska, the group has already been to Seward, Homer, Anchorage, and Nikiski, and given several performances at the Triumvirate Theater in Soldotna. Their performance at Sohaya this week included short sketches blending local history and improvised comedy. Here, they are three generals talking about the importance of Alaska during World War II.
I am a general. It should come from a place of respect.
You keep saying that, but it sounds fake.
I know. Generals don't say that so much. They don't constantly shout, I'm a general.
Few generals are being in danger of being slapped by other generals.
Fisher says that the show takes on a different feel in the classroom compared to the stage.
Yeah, it's fun to perform the set at schools because our show is educational in some respects, but doing it in a theater, it contains a lot more history than your average sketch comedy show at a theater. But to come and do it at a school, especially for high school kids or history students, you realize just how much comedy frosting has been put on the information cake.
In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.